Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, everyone knows that there's nobody better to shop with than a gay son.
Oh, yes. Yeah, every I didn't know mother, what you were going to say.
Every mother, regardless of nationality, even if it's come out late, even if you've come out super late in life, even if your mom has like problems with you being gay.
Shopping is
a gay son's element.
This is the most. I'm gonna go record and say this. Y'all, welcome to the show.
Well, this is Toe. This is Toe part dose.
Both part dose. If you're on our intimate portrait,
fear factor or whatever it is.
Oh God. Why?
People are asking what that was. That's me jackhammering you.
Bum, bum.
Finger banging.
Bum, bum.
It's like with Captain Sandy when she finger banged herself watching Mariska Hargitay.
Bum, bum.
Bump, bump.
This is episode five of season three. Facing
I was laughing
fears.
About that again. About that sound. Gonk, gonk.
I was laughing today when I was editing a commercial when we originally said poodle in the pink wheelbarrow. And you broke. Anyway, y'all, you'll get it later.
There is nothing more splendid than a poodle glazed with rainwater beside the dildo machine.
Long lost poems about poodle. So this is the truest thing we've ever said on this show. Out of everything, most factual. Y'all, a lot of times we don't know what we're talking about. This is fact.
I don't even love shopping in general.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm shopping with my mother, it feels like slipping into a warm glove.
Oh, yes.
I know exactly what to do.
Yes, because we had to do it so much as children.
She's complaining about things that
because
she's...
isn't it, your mother didn't take your brother with her shopping but when you were kids.
No, my mother never took shopping.
My mother always took me shopping with her.
Y'all,
you've heard of my story of being in Bells and learning how to ring everybody's
jeans
up.
They knew way before we did.
They did.
Yeah.
That sales clerk at Anthony's, when I learned how to take off the sensors so quickly, and she said, no one's ever learned how to do that quickly. Gay boy.
He'll make his mother a nice companion one day.
Yeah, meanwhile, the teenager working there was like, how'd you do that so quick? The other pig.
The town is just populated with pigs who work in lots of high-up places.
We're second only in pigs to Ecuador, where Evelyn is.
Pig town.
It's a pig town.
Ingabow.
So, yes, so true. And this was lovely. This was my mother loves going to garden shops. And every time I go back to see her in Denton, she makes me, in the summer, she makes me go to a garden shop.
I have to go to Walmart. That is my...
To the garden section at Walmart?
Yeah. Or just... Y'all know, I always have to go to Burke's Outlet with Mother
Poodle. You do.
And sometimes it's to return stuff that she's bought, but it's also the excuse to... Yeah, also Mother Poodle's a returner, y'all.
She is.
She's a buyer, and then she returns. She rarely wears it, but she also returns it. She'll buy it. It's like, I decided I didn't like it.
Because she doesn't like to try on at the store.
She'll try on.
My mom doesn't like to do that.
She'll try on, but she'd rather not.
Yeah, that's why my mom loves Spiegel forever. I don't think they make Spiegel anymore, do they?
Is your mother a returner?
She will if it doesn't fit. Because she won't waste the money.
Yeah. My mother is a returner. She's also a refuser. She's refused packages before.
That's not my mother.
It's fucked up. Of UPS. She's like, no, I ordered it wrong. Take it back. Yeah.
But then she didn't have to deal with the return or anything.
That's the thing.
I guess so.
But the driver's usually penalized, I believe.
Maybe. Doesn't she usually say, though, to you? She's like, Jay Burke, could you just come with me to Walmart? There's just this plan I want you, or this thing I want you to look at. I need your opinion.
Yes.
They need our opinion.
Their gay son's some type of psychological reason.
And just like in every culture, Armando's mother needs him to come along to pick out the bench she wants in her garden.
Because there's nothing more validating than your gay son's opinion.
It's true.
And also, y'all, shopping is a place where you can talk about things you can't talk about anything else.
That's true.
Mother Poodle loves to tell all the salespeople about my life in Los Angeles when I'm trying on clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's out in Los Angeles. I never really get to see him, so I wouldn't buy him things.
Does she say now you do a podcast and she doesn't understand it?
She'll say, yeah, he's you know, we miss him, but he's doing all kinds of stuff. You know, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. Something about a podcast, something about a fiance show. I don't know. You know, I don't watch that kind of stuff.
Who does? Who watches that? Y'all, if you're watching this, Mother Poodle's judging you.
Yeah, if you feel that kind of heaviness that says, why do I feel like someone's really down on me?
Yeah.
That's my mother's judgment.
Yes.
Something I've felt my entire life.
Is there a spirit taking my essence?
Yeah.
Something
that makes you feel bad about yourself, but you don't know why? That's Mother Poodle judgment.
That sounds like a children's song.
Yeah. Something makes you feel bad about yourself and you don't know why. Mother Poodle judgment.
What would your mother say? Oh, boy.
She's like, I bet you just talk about me all the time. Make fun of me. I should charge you for it.
Oh, goodness. Hey, y'all. We've got live shows, so we want to remind you of that. Go to the Linktree link. It's on our Instagram or in our the show notes. Chicago and New York, we're going to be announcing. Two shows for both. Again, if you want to see us at the New York show, click on the meet and greet after party. If you click on VIP deck, that's just seating somewhere else.
You're just going to be able to wave to me, and I'll go, who's that? Who's waving to me?
You'll see us, but you won't meet us.
I'm not speaking to you.
So I'm just letting you know. There you go.
I also want to point out that people have been asking us, what are you going to do for the live shows? What are you going to do for the live shows? Here's the thing.
I'm just praying Poodle doesn't take off its clothes.
We don't know. I don't know what's going to happen when I get in a room full of people.
I'm very scared.
I can tell you what the plan is.
I'm only allowing him one drink before the show just to take his nerves off.
A Long Island iced tea.
A light drink.
So
Bareback wine.
I will tell you. Ooh, lovely. I will tell you. We're trying to do a little bit of the show and to try to figure out how to do it for a live audience.
Yes.
We are performers. So, yes, of course, there's going to be theme song singing.
Yeah, but
there's
We're not getting it twisted. We're gonna keep. We're gonna do the podcast for you. Yeah, it's gonna be a podcast. So
yeah,
I know we talked about Cabaret and things like that, but no, it's gonna be a live podcast.
There'll
of
be
what we
singing,
normally do.
Live podcasting, inappropriate jokes, maybe a few.
No, don't give things away.
Sorry,
golly, you cannot keep a secret. You know, you try to surprise people and have something.
But
new
we are
and
planning.
Fresh.
But we are planning some special things. But I've been told not to do certain things because I wouldn't be able to get it on the plane.
Yes. Or but, we would get sued.
But we are working on things for
we
you.
We are. We're very excited. So it's going to be, it is going to be the podcast, but it won't be anything like you listen to.
That's true.
Yes. So anyway, who knows? We might not even be able to use them on the podcast.
It could just be us doing like that Family Guy episode. We could just do the entire Shapoopy.
No,
20
Shapoopy,
minutes.
Shapoopy.
That's act one.
That's act one. And then we just commercial.
We don't even mention the
We don't even
show.
Mention Darcy. Not at all.
Or what if we just show up and I'm like, I want to do Carousel.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't love listening to live shows of podcasts, actually, that I know, like on my podcast feed.
Yeah.
Like when they do a live show, it just makes me feel, I just get FOMO.
Oh,
like when I've listened
like
to like, even like the Armchair Experts, I'm just like, oh, I wish I was there.
I love
the one, actually, he's
I
a
love
better.
How did I get made? How did this get made?
That's
Their live
true.
Shows are fun.
His live one with Brene was good.
I think the live show is regardless of what happens, it's going to be great because none of us have really been anywhere live.
I
for
just
so long.
Worry we're gonna somebody's gonna be listening to our live show in the car because we're gonna post them as episodes.
Yep.
And they're gonna hear and they'll hear and you go, what's happening? And then I'll have to say on the microphone, for those of you listening, Poodle just showed everyone his ass. He just mooned the audience.
I'm not responsible.
This is what I'm worried about.
And then those people are going to miss out. I do get excited in rooms of people.
You can't me to our audience.
Maybe just my nipples.
You can't me to our audience.
And at least the creamy shoulders.
Oh, golly. Just wear an outfit for creamy shoulders. Anyway, y'all, we're very excited.
Ooh,
also,
milky.
If you're in the Facebook group, be sure to, we've got our charity this month. What's it called?
Which is Fun Texas Choice.
Fun Texas Choice. And then there was one other announcement. Oh, our Bi-Curious.
Bi-Curious episode. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Not Salt Wives.
No.
My pending script treatment coming up at HBO Max starring Connie Britton and Frances McDormand. As fishermen's wives waiting for their husbands to come back. Spoiler alert, one of them dies with every episode.
You've really thought about this.
And there's a funeral every episode.
You've really thought about this.
It's kind of like 6 Feet Under plus Strong Women Television,
yeah.
Which is the only thing I like to watch.
I'll be your candle
yes.
on the water.
We could have Helen Reddy, but she's dead.
We killed her.
Oh, poor Helen
We brought
Reddy.
Her up, and then she died. COVID complications. Ugh. Y'all get vaccinated.
Anyway, so
let's do it.
Let's jump in. Armando and Kenny, y'all.
So Armando's shopping with what's his mom's name? I forget. Always write it.
Virginia
down.
Or Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, that's a pretty name. So
Virginia.
They're walking around and they're looking. This is gorgeous. All these. My mother would love all this shit.
Yeah, it's very much a mom garden.
Yeah, it's
place.
But it's very pretty. It's got a lot of pretty stuff, and she even says,
"Oh, kind of tacky at the same time."
Yeah,
it's
she's
perfect.
Like, "Oh, this is beautiful," and he's like, "Yeah, it's great, mom. It's great."
In general, garden stuff is tacky.
I mean, it's decorative. That's for sure.
Yeah. My
mom loved to decorate.
Your mother's sense of style, though, is
she loves a sandal with some just like a little accent jewelry on it. That's her favorite. Anyway, so they sit down on the bench, and basically Armando kind of just levels with his mom and says, "So, you know, I was going to talk last night, but I've been trying to talk to Dad. Like, I was surprised he was there." And the mom said, "Yeah, I was too." And he finds out that she hasn't told him about the engagement.
Not at all. Now, this is such an interesting position to be in, because the mom in a type of like conservative family. I can call them conservative because they don't actually share. They have like probably religious values. She's the gatekeeper for all of this information, and yeah. she decides when to tell the father. Like my mother would go, oh, God, what's going to happen when I tell your father?
But I came out to my mother first, and right. I did that purpose. But I'm saying, even though they weren't married, I still wanted her opinion of how is dad going to take this.
But I'm saying that's everything your yeah. mother says, not just coming out. It's everything your mother's the gatekeeper to tell your father.
Oh, that, yeah. We yeah. told my mother everything before we told my dad.
Exactly.
And don't you tell your father that yeah. I got this Liz Claiborne and your and those Z Cavarici jeans at Bell's, okay?
But it's like even things like, oh, I can't believe you did that. How am I going to tell your father? It's like when I had an eyebrow ring. My mother's like, how am I going to prompt that up with your father that you got that? What? I'm like, because I did it. He's going to see it when I walk in the house.
You really made your mom's hair turn gray quicker.
Boy, she didn't know what to do with that eyebrow ring. I mean, I could kind of get the earring, but that looks like it's just stupid. Just sitting there on your face. Get it caught in stuff.
What'd your dad say about it?
My father kind of went, I don't know why anybody would do that. But then it kind of went away. He's like, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
Did you came out to your parents at the same time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, but so yeah, but this is common. A lot of, especially, yeah, I've heard this, my friends that are lesbians often will come out, it's like that same sex one parent thing. They come out to their fathers before they'll come out to their mothers.
Yeah.
Because they just, I don't know why, they just worry about that. But, I mean, I worried about it because, and I think Armando does too, is that it's interesting. Because we kind of, this episode gets a little turned on its head at the end for them. But Armando definitely felt this pressure probably. He hasn't said this, but I imagine to be a man, to be whatever. He feels that from his
dad. I think he's the firstborn man. Because remember,
yeah.
he's his father's namesake.
Yes. So that's a lot
think
of pressure.
Think how huge that is.
And
you know who else is the firstborn son of his family? This one.
Ruin oh! that one. Ruin that one.
No children here.
Hey, Father James.
None.
Your son's a big dick sucker. A big dick sucker.
Ka-ching.
Gong, 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 gong. Dick suck it. Dick suck it. Yeah. I wonder if the same neighbor
I just
who
deep throated. I'm sorry. I just for those on the intimate corporate. I just deep throated my microphone.
It's true. I wonder if your neighbor who heard us sing Tammy next time I come in, she's like, "Did I hear you singing the dick sucking song?" I love that song.
I sang along with you.
I sang along with it.
But no. So he's talking to mom, and he says, "So here's the thing. I want to set a date, and it's going to be a big wedding." And she's like.
Well, yeah, because she already hasn't told him about the. So he's like, "We've got to get on this." And it's
then she says, "I'm sorry." She starts to cry. I just still think about you being married with a daughter, and what she doesn't say is to a woman.
That's she never what, said, but she does say, and she says, "She's like that's not easy to forget."
Well, here's the thing I want to talk about. She later on says, "I don't." Want you to think that when I cry, that it's because I don't accept you. And this is a really common thing. And I understand why Armando gets upset by it, but I think he's been with Kenny so long that Kenny has been just free to do whatever he's wanted for as long as possible.
He is seeing a family that doesn't a world where no one cares about your sexuality.
Right.
But and so he wants that for himself, but it's
in the way she says why she's crying, you guys, is she is grieving the straight life she expected of her son.
Yeah.
So if you're an LGBT or queer person and you just say, I really don't think my parents accept me, she's always crying. They are grieving the life that they thought you would have.
Yeah.
And
it's hard though because
that has to happen.
I talked to a friend the other day, and she was talking about how her child came out as trans, mm-hmm. and she said she is happy for her child,
right?
But she is grieving that, and she said, "But I can't tell my child that because I don't want them to think if anytime I voice that, I feel like then I'm not supporting them.
Exactly.
Shaming them. And this is why, and I was going to write, I wrote this down for Armando's mother. I don't, maybe Kenny and Armando listened to us. They shaded us when we shaded, when we thought, said Kenny had Botox and he doesn't, y'all.
Yeah.
It's, he doesn't. He just looks good. But this is why, and I wish my parents would have done it. But y'all, if you are struggling with this, PFLAG, which stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, it's a little antiquated name, but it means anybody, trans, yeah, LGBTQI. But that this would be the best thing for them, because there they could talk with other parents who have had
that similar experience. That's just not possible where they are.
Yeah. Well, if they have internet, you can do virtual.
That is true.
You can do those things.
That is true. I think about that.
So it can be a resource.
But that's why it feels like that Armando and his mom aren't even speaking the same language at this point.
Yes. Because Armando is in a place of, y'all remember, Armando came out. His family did not support him.
Yeah.
He went back in. He married a woman, again, who chased him and then died.
So he probably,
when he came out to her.
He probably blames his parents for making.
He probably won't admit that, but he has A, immense guilt, but B, I think Armando would never say that. But this is natural. Armando, I'm sure, has some type of anger towards his parents.
I agree. Totally.
Because he went back in because they basically seemed like they, it sounded like from what we heard, forced him to. So I think that's unresolved. So this is the way he's expressing it of, I'm not taking anything but acceptance right now.
And this is, you guys, I don't think this is a good tactic.
No, I don't think either.
It's not what I would suggest. And because it's not going to give you, it's not going to give you the radical acceptance that you want that Kenny's family has.
It's just all in due time, y'all. I mean, my father, when I came out to him, wouldn't even let me say the word gay. He was like, don't say that word. Mm. Came out to him. He cried. Cut to now. He's like, when are you having a baby? Dad, we don't want to have a, don't adopt a baby. I don't want you to, I used to just talk about this in my stand-up and people said, you made that up. And I said, no, my father said, don't fetch a baby. I want blood. Have a gay baby with your husband. I said, Dad, my baby's not going to be gay. Well, you know what I mean. Just have a baby, son.
Don't fetch a baby.
Don't fetch a baby. It's got to be blood. You got to carry the lineage.
Wow.
And my dad even asked, I never told you, when I was back, he was like, man, sure it'd be nice if there's a way if you and Kyle could, like, mix your blood so that way y'all could get a baby that's got a little both of you in it. The fact that my father, who wouldn't let
but
not only wants a baby of my lineage, but he loves my partner so much that he wants it in him as well. I was like, Dad, I've been wiping your ass for a year. I'm not having kids. I'm done. But still.
It's just strange.
Be careful what you wish for. Because y'all, you'll say, I just want my parents to accept me. And the next thing you know, your mom is saying, son, are you a tops or a bottom?
Jesus. But she basically tells him, I accept you for who you are. And
which was a good thing to distinguish.
And he said, I like it that she does that. But she's like, then he says, I don't think she's happy for me, though. And again, y'all, you can't control anyone's feelings or emotions.
She's not happy for you. She's not happy right now. She is scared. People probably are still where they live in Mexico. People are probably still bullied, beat up, possibly even killed. So she is, we are assuming, but just we're assuming she has a faith. She's worried about his soul. What's going to happen? Like,
this whole thing was a little bit like, you're in like your own little ice castle here.
I get it. We want our parents to be happy for us.
And we want these narratives to be super neat, but they're not.
We've said this before about other people, but it's the same. What your parents think about you is none of your business.
None of your business. What no one thinks
of you. It's none of your business. The same way of like, I can give them, you know, who my parents date or whatnot.
Yeah.
That's for them. What they do with their money, whatever, that's for them to do. It's not for me to have an opinion about.
If you're upset that your mother, like you're marrying someone and you think, my mother's not happy for me, none of your business.
It can be hurtful.
Of course it is.
And you might need to draw some type of boundary for that. But I look at both Armando's parents of, wow, I'm so shocked that they're showing up for you at least.
That's what I was thinking.
It's really amazing.
And it's not that we are saying, Armando, you should take the crumbs.
No.
Look at the little things and look how far your parents have come
in
for you.
In such a short amount of time. And I think we'll see that later. They cry and all that.
Yeah.
I think we'll see that later whenever
Armando
goes and talks to his dad.
Let's talk about that.
So he talks to his father and he says, you know, I want him to be happy for us and I want him at our wedding. If he's not comfortable, then I won't feel comfortable coming back. That's a fine boundary. If your father says, I'm not comfortable coming to your wedding, okay, if you're not comfortable coming back. But again, if you need to make that boundary, that's fine. But here's the deal. The more your family sees you and Kenny together, the more they're comfortable with it.
Because people fear what they don't
know. Y'all, Poodle, were you comfortable the first time you took a 10-inch dick?
It was not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. It's not.
Mm-mm.
It takes
time.
People
like this?
Cut to 2 months later, he's like,
oh, I get it now.
I get it now. Yeah. So, but seriously.
You just got to breathe.
You too. Yo, that's the secret right there to butt sex. Breath. And lube.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A boy's best friend.
When you're the best of friends.
I'm sorry.
We just ruined the Fox of Hound.
Oh, we
Somebody's
ruined more than
kid
that.
Is watching the Fox of Hound, and they're thinking about lube and butt sex.
So basically, he says, Dad, I want to ask you or tell you about what's going on in my life. And his father's like super philosophical. You know, son, everyone has their
He's
own
like,
life.
You're an adult.
I'll accept whatever you, who you are. I love you. And I accept who you are. And he says, I don't really think about it all the time. I'm doing work and stuff like that.
He says, I try to stay busy. And, but dad said, and I get it. And this, it's hurtful. But his dad says, I just don't want to announce it to the world. And I get that.
Yeah.
Like people would say like to me when I was younger, like, well, do you have to be so gay? Like, and they don't understand that they're telling you, do you have to not be you when you say that? They're like, could you just not talk about it in front of
so
Aunt
it won't
Jane
look so
what that is oppressive.
Yeah.
And not appropriate at all. So is that right that his dad said it? No. But I still go back to the fact of your dad not, when you came in last night, looked at your fiance, smiled,
and hugged him.
That's huge. That is so huge. Again, it's not taking the crumbs. It's, I think, looking at the whole picture of this.
I agree with you. And
Armando's
totally
putting a lot of pressure, and this is going to, you know, we said, I want Armando to be a bridezilla and freak out over the wedding. We don't think he is. But however, I think he and Kenny are going to have some go-arounds because he's putting a lot of pressure on this wedding.
Yeah. And I just
undue pressure.
I just have to say, we want our parents to be proud of us. And
we do. That I can never let go of that. I get
that. I've become better at that. I've gotten into my 30s and 40s.
Again, the eyebrow ring story just kind of let them just kind of
I've
crumble.
Diffused that.
Yeah.
No, but
there's a part of it.
But
yeah.
But Armando says, or his dad says, I love you. I feel proud. You're a smart person. And that's good enough for me. And you're my son. And his father starts to cry.
I got to. And when he said that,
I know.
I thought,
this is a wonderful moment.
This is what you need. And I promise if you use this moment as a starting place to kind of anchor your relationship to, because Armando says, my dad never talks about his feelings. He never talks about this.
This was a huge breakthrough.
I'm like, I would have left it there.
Me too.
I would have told him that I'm getting married, but I just would have said, by the way, we're getting married.
Your invitation's in the mail.
And then you go.
Invite's open.
And then you go and do things, and then
you spend time with your partner, and you blah blah blah.
Yeah, and that's a lot of like, and maybe they don't have the time to travel the 4 hours, but if that's what they want, they need to do that,
right? And he says, the dad even says, "You're a part of me. I know I probably didn't accept this fast enough, but your partner will get to know each other the more
that I thought that was amazing.
The more that we'll be around. And then Armando tells him about the proposal, that they are engaged, and he says, it's important that you're with me. It's important that you're there that day to me. And if this was a invitation, but it sounded like a demand.
It did sound like a demand, because the dad said, I don't know if I'll be there. I can't give you an immediate response. And again, what I heard was, he did not say no. He just said,
no,
I need time to process this.
And this is, he's like, these things need again, to be analyzed and thought out.
Parents have their own coming out process.
And this is really interesting, you guys, because I feel like this was set up by the TLC storytelling and editing department to paint Armando's father as close-minded. But neither of us saw it that way.
I did not see it that way at all. I feel like his mom's having a harder time with it than his father, to be honest. I mean, she's still grieving her son and she's accepting him. But the way his dad talked so effortlessly about Kenny,
yeah.
Whereas when mom talks about it, you can tell there's a part of her that's like, ugh.
I was absolutely shocked by Armando's reaction the last 2 minutes of this episode.
I think he's just putting so much pressure. And you know what? He doesn't really talk a lot this episode, a little bit. I got to give kudos to Kenny, because I've been on that other side of when you're in a relationship and the other person's closeted and you're coming out. And Kenny, I've been through that. And Kenny was like me, that we're both like mayor of Gaytown. We're at residents of Faggotron, as you said before. That's hard. Because I don't really feel like Kenny pressures him a lot to do that.
It's not that he pressures him. What Armando is seeing, though.
So I think it's Armando, like Armando's pressure.
Wants it. Armando wants That's what, I'm what trying Kenny to, has.
I don't think Kenny's putting this on him. It's like, it's all Armando's pressure.
There is a moment where Kenny, for me, it's Kenny being slightly passive aggressive about, well, I guess we'll wait so he can tell his dad some other time.
He did want to tell him.
So I think,
but I feel for him though. It is really hard when you know how painful that is.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, this isn't about even Armando's parents, y'all. Coming out is about, it truly is about the person who's got to come out.
Yeah.
And where they are in their own mental coming out process. And it's not just the first saying of I'm queer and I'm here. It's the coming out to everyone and soon I remember feeling like I had to come out to everyone, and now I don't care about that anymore,
right?
Because I've gotten comfortable with myself where
you
I don't
care what people think as much.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited to see where this goes.
It's a riveting storyline.
And with that, we're going to take a little break, babies.
We're going to be back with...
Honk, 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 honk.
Sorry. Raul. What do I do about this girlfriend? Hey, you want to surf
Corey,
some waves?
Corey, I'll tell you what you can do. You can get down on my dick fast enough.
Uh-oh, a secret scene's coming up next, y'all.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
We're raw dogging this podcast the American way.
No!
That's how you podcast. You raw dog it. That's U.S. of vulva.
No such thing.
No
as
such
Trojan biscuit.
Get
condoms.
Those condoms. Get those condoms out of my face. This is not American. I'm a patriot, and I want skin to skin.
Oh God!
I want to fill that helmet.
Oh, stop!
And it make it my making my meme. Making my hoo-ha moist.
Oh, God. That was everything I never wanted to hear.
It's true. Y'all, welcome to part two. If you're listening to the show, Poodle held up his box of condoms that we talked about in the first episode, which really upset baby girl Lisa.
That I bought off Amazon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, I find that the drugstore condom aisle is so shameful.
You mean, do you feel just gross doing it?
No, the way they put it, like they have it, I guess because people steal them.
Yeah, because you're a teenager and you're going to have sex and you don't want to tell anybody, so you steal some condoms.
I don't have a problem asking for them.
I honestly, if I was a shopkeeper, I'd let them unlock. If people want to steal condoms to have safe
great.
Sex, good for you.
I'd have them, I'd give them away.
I would
like
too.
Like we did at the gay bookstore.
Yes!
Amen.
How often did you use those free condoms in the gay bookstore?
Yo, this is toe.
This is toe part two. Part two.
It also came with lube. So you didn't even have to like break out that you could take your I had a couple of those like lube packs just to pop in my glove compartment.
Wow.
Because you know they'd never some people you go home with, they're like, yeah, I'm out of lube. We can just use spit. I'm like, no thank you.
Wait. I'm having a memory because Poodle, y'all, Poodle used to drive this RAV4 and he'd drive like a bat out of hell. So it felt like a fucking go-kart driving in that car.
It did.
Didn't a packet or something of lube break in the console and you couldn't
yes.
grab, and you couldn't grab onto anything?
Yes. There was a packet of
and
lube.
And he just left the inside of his car that way for like months. I'd like, can I borrow a pen? Yeah, I can't grab it. This makes no sense.
It was like the Exxon Valdez in my glove compartment. It's like, oof, oof.
You're much better. You would just leave things before, and you're like, I'll get to it later.
Let's talk about Corey and Evelyn.
Yeah,
Talk about Surf Jesus and Village Bicycle. Y'all, she's going to tell her family
that they are married. I'm shocked this happened this early. I am shocked this happened so quickly.
I think now this is just, now she's a reality television family. She's now punking her family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it feels like.
She's so selfish, I think she doesn't mind punking her family.
The two wicked stepsisters mm-hmm. are basically saying,
God, they are horrible.
We'll be there, but we're not going to support you. We want to watch her face.
We want to watch mom's face. Wow.
And... So when she's telling, when Evelyn's Surf Jesus shows up, he's like, what are we going to do? And she's like, so the sisters are just smiling. She's
it's
like,
gross.
So mom, a year ago, Corey's papers were going to expire and we needed to keep him in the country. And basically Corey convinced me that we'd be able to do this.
It's
and
pretty shitty.
She does say that, and she's like, "So we paid $20, and we had like random people come and see us." And the mom is just in shock.
She literally goes, "No,
yeah."
She said, "You didn't do this without a wedding or anything."
Yep.
She is very upset, and so she said
she should have told.
She said, "I am shocked. They got married in June. She's showing them the pictures, y'all." She's not even believe it. Corey talked about this on the Instagram, by the way. He talked about and said that it really was a very private.
I'm sure.
They weren't planning on telling anybody. And why it leaked out is because someone actually on the 90 Day Fiancé staff, he says, leaked it out. He said, "I didn't tell my family. We didn't tell anyone."
Boy, they could totally terminate that person if they knew who it was.
I think they probably did.
So, mom asks... Dad's, by the way, just juggling a mango. He could not. I'm going to let everyone else decide this.
Doesn't care. He y'all literally says like three words this whole episode.
Mom says, "Are you happy?" And Evelyn, with Corey beside her, says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. And then she's like, "It's Corey's definitely like, not 100.
Yeah, Corey said, what did she say?
What? Just the absolute.
If I was happy, it's definitely not 100.
Just a horse's ass in this scene. Absolutely just an idiot. She mentions, "I don't believe in divorce."
The mom. It's so shocking. I didn't have words because I don't, again, it's kind of like with Jenny. I don't have sympathy for Corey.
Me either.
Because Evelyn has shown you who she is. And
Time and time again. I'm still shocked though.
But I am shocked that she could be that callous to someone.
Yeah.
It's almost like Anfisa level callousness.
It's intense because we're ramping up to now we are making all of us, the viewers, complicit in having to follow their shitty journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think, we said this on the last podcast, I still think she does love him in some way. I think all of this, and this is another thing, I think it's much more for her about the idea of marrying Corey. She always wants an out. She even said, "I feel trapped now."
And he's like, "What?" And she goes, "Sorry." That made me.
That's right. He's like, "Sorry."
Sorry. What? It was like destiny. What, Sean?
What? I was busy, dude. But that's right. She's like, she's like, sorry. Someone had to say it, Corey.
And mom said, "So you should have told me." And the mom said, "Divorce is not an option. We don't do divorce." She's like, "Maybe I'm old fashioned." She said, "But this is not. And Corey even said, "I wanted it to be for real, but right. Evelyn did not." He said, "I wanted to tell
and
you."
And she said, "Yes, she agreed with that."
Yeah.
And here's the problem, you guys. On one level, Evelyn is this kind of storied person in her family. She's like, "Evelyn, you'll never break her. She's going to be the iconoclast." So the idea of her family thinking she could get married is to concede that she might be a normal person after all.
Well, yes, but I see now why Evelyn is the way she is. This has to come somewhere from the raising of the way they were raised, because all three of those sisters hate one another and compete. And I guarantee the other two are ganged up now on Evelyn, but I guarantee you Evelyn's ganged up on her other sisters with one of them. But it's just that Evelyn's been the older, kind of the golden child, and they're relishing this. But this is not – I would not treat my sibling this way. I would say, "You're an idiot for doing this. Why would you do this? Let me help you
you're
get through
in it,
this."
You're in it together against your parents.
Yes.
That's always the way it is.
It's
your siblings support you. Y'all, if you have siblings who
a lot of
who,
people don't
who
and sisters
who side who side with you who side with their parents against you, that's not helpful. That's not healthy.
Well, if you're, you know,
unless you're like doing something super,
unless you're marrying like your third guy that you met in
but
the
I'm
prison
saying
website
if you're trying to do the best thing possible. Yeah.
But it's also just, it's not even, to me, it's really hard, but competition between kids is just one of the
worst things. And I think, and I'm very lucky that I, my brother and I were so different. We never really had that. And a
same
lot of,
here.
Yeah. A lot of kids have it when they're younger. Cause I know you talked about,
we were 18 months apart,
about like being competitive, like an age when you're younger, but you don't have it now that you're an adult.
No.
So that's what I was going to say. We didn't, my brother and I didn't really have it at all, but a lot of kids do. That's normal when you're younger to have like,
well, we were,
Evelyn got this, I want this.
We were two boys, but 18 months apart.
But they're adults.
They're adults.
Like that should be.
Well, I think the daughters are maybe like late teens, early 20s.
They're old enough.
Yeah.
You guys, if your siblings are competing with you or you're competing with your siblings, like
give it
I
up.
Got married first, I get, drop it. Drop it. You're going to have a better relationship with your siblings.
So y'all.
So I actually felt for Evelyn, I have to say a little bit, because well, this is the household they've grown up with.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And the family already knows, they roll their eyes. Oh, Evelyn, she's always going to do something like that. Saddest
wanted to
sitcom
be different.
Ever. Evelyn with an exclamation
Evelyn
point.
Who dreamed of a life outside of Pigtown because she thinks she's better than us.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Because she's a dreamer, I think, in a way.
No, she very much is.
She won't ever fully admit that she's like a sensitive dreamer, but
she's
she
looking
is.
For the next opportunity.
Next
Let's
mark.
Talk about Raul and Corey surfing. Y'all, Raul got a little chunky.
Get the right during the time, night surf.
Which I'm kind of okay with, Raul's chunky self.
I enjoy him a little slimmer.
Yeah.
But he has, but you know, I do enjoy soft in the middle.
I know. It's all you talk about.
But you know what I don't enjoy? I don't like his, he has beautiful hair.
He should not have shaved
he
his head.
He should not have shaved
so
his head.
So they're like surfing in this really terrible stilted dialogue. And he's like, Raul's my best friend in Ecuador. Like,
Raul, we had our ups and downs.
Like when he told me that he had banged my fiance like a screen door.
Yeah, that was a down. But now we're okay. Because really, he just told me how I can help her make her climax better because I was doing a bad job. So props,
y'all,
bro, props.
We are seeing Corey metaphorically cuckolded.
Yes.
That is every season.
Even like as Corey saw, he's like, so I want to talk to you about Evelyn. You know Evelyn pretty well. And I thought Raul would say, yeah, I fucked her.
Intimately.
Yeah.
Intimately.
Like, I've been inside of her. Just so you know. I was actually going to say, did he fuck her when they were married? Which she would never do.
Never admit.
But
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So he says, yeah, we've been married for a year.
This conversation, you guys, was very enlightening.
It was.
And so they've been married for a year.
Where I was like, what? You're kidding. He's
and
like,
so,
no.
But then after they got married, they had some falling out.
No,
I didn't know
this
what
makes
it was.
Sense. Corey says, we just got married, and then suddenly she doesn't want to be with me anymore. Now, I know Evelyn.
Because she felt trapped.
But that is because she felt trapped. She got married, and she went, why did I do this? Why did I do this? I freaked out. Okay.
Like she feels trapped in Pigtown.
And she said, no one knows. No one knows about this. So, Corey, get out of here. Corey says, she said the words, stay away from Ecuador. Mm-hmm. Don't ever return here. We are done.
Yeah.
So that makes sense because before we were like, yeah, Corey cheated on her because they were married. But I bet you, because Corey's dumb, but that it would feel as if we are done. And Corey's like, and you know how heartbroken I am because you know how I am about Evelyn. And I was like, yeah. You're
yeah,
like
you
a
hear
sad
I hear about
rag.
Every
yeah.
fucking time.
Every time, so, every time I give her cunnilingus, she talks about how much better I am than you.
He went to Peru.
Yeah.
Met a girl named Jenny. Now, what we did not hear before is that bitch met her parents.
He met Jenny's, and they were talking about moving in together.
This
is, y'all, their storyline.
I did a Jenny Jones audience member.
Jenny Jones.
That's old.
Y'all, this storyline just got interesting.
Yeah. I wrote, they're going to get a place together. Holy shit. And he says, I believed we were done. Then the pandemic hit and I went to go get my surfboards.
He came back. He's like, I came back because, you know, I got all my surfboards. I got my I got my, you know,
so they were
I got
supposed
my
to be over.
Surfboard with the cross on it, and I got the knife, night cross surfboard.
And then, like, the one with all the 12 disciples.
Yeah, so on it. And then I got the one that's like the Hello Kitty one just because it's ironic. And so, anyway, he's going to get it. And then,
thanks, brah.
And then they gets back there, and that's when COVID hit.
Yeah.
So shit hit the fan.
They had to be together. That's why, if you remember 90 Day Fiancé quarantine, they were not happy.
They were not. And they didn't know anything.
She was barely tolerating him.
She was barely tolerating. And now we know why. And Raul's like, I'm so torn. What should I do? And Raul's like, I think you should go talk to Jenny so I can fuck Eva. I mean, so that
I mean,
way,
so she can know who you
so
are.
So that she know you are. And if you don't sort this out and tell Evelyn,
I'm going to
tell her whenever I'm pounding her.
I will say,
with
y'all,
my huge girthy dick,
Raul is the
that's
friend
that's way bigger than yours.
The friend you don't want to have.
He is the friend you don't want to have.
And even though, and Evelyn even saying, I don't like you spending time with Raul because he's like, I ain't Raul. He's like my best friend. Now, we also find out that Corey says he never really broke it off with Jenny. So, he fucking ghosted her,
you know,
like a piece of shit.
I wrote before they told us when he said, and then I was stuck in COVID with Jenny or with Evelyn.
Corey
wrote,
is a piece
I
of
wrote,
shit.
I bet he ghosted that
he
girl.
Ghosted her.
And then a
he
sentence
her.
Later, he fucking ghosted her. So Raul's like, you should man up, which I hate that. Man up and tell Jenny, and then tell Evelyn about Jenny.
Agree.
And I'll bang Evelyn. There you go.
Done.
Problem solved.
Done.
That's amore.
That's all I have. Should we wind up the show with...
This is very short.
Our favorite two.
Yeah.
Lonely Biniam Hearts.
And Ari. There's be careful. There's spoiler news about them out.
There is.
There is spoiler news.
Why
about
couldn't
them
we drive here again?
Yeah, why? He's
because
like, because
the walk is important.
Yes, walk is important. You see this beautiful place.
Oh.
And he's like, and
has the scientists tested the holy water?
Yeah, he's like, you can be in the holy water. She asked.
Annoying as fuck.
Ari asked questions that you ask when you're 8 years old.
Yes.
And you don't know. Or maybe like 10 when you're like, I asked when I was like, hey, mommy, is the holy water that the priest uses for in the baptismal, is it like different type of water?
Well, this is...
when you're 8 years old, you think
no,
that.
No, it's not questions like that. She's doing this to troll him. She knows. She's like, have scientists tested it? Because even
sometimes
though...
Sometimes I don't know, because she's so dumb.
Even though... I'm supporting you and going on this trip to show you how much I'm committed to watching our relationship grow. I still want to like make it hard for you. So,
you know, really, her and Evelyn have a lot of things in common.
I agree.
A lot.
So, y'all, holy water, the holy water at this spring healed, Biniam said it healed his brother.
Healed his brother.
And the men and women have to separate to go into this area. And I'm like, oh, great.
I'm fine with going with just a bunch of men and showering some.
Me too.
That's holy water to me.
So Beanie,
holy fuck!
Beanie takes off his shirt and goes in there, and
I think you have to be naked. I wish they would have showed just top of the ass, but it's TLC.
It is a shame that they
maybe
didn't do
on
that.
Bears all. We'll see if he bear it all.
So then Ari, y'all, she's not naked. There is a bare-breasted woman beside her.
She's just, y'all. Ari's reaction to this holy water is, it's kind of like, it's like kind of, honestly, I hate to admit this, the first time like in my life in high school when I took a shot of hot damn.
Hot damn!
Like, when did you have a reaction? So, where you're just going,
I think the first time I had a Goldschlager shot.
Oh, same.
It's like,
oh, you're just like, oh. But it's just like a minute and a half of her just drinking bad liquor. It just, her,
she's not handling it
she's
well.
She's not, and I wouldn't handle it well
it
either.
It was very cold, I'm sure.
I would not handle
but
it well.
It's like, it's very cold.
It's very cold. Biniam's watching with their baby, and God damn, that
the baby's
kid is cute. That kid is so beautiful.
He says later on, I'm so glad she did this for me, and it really makes me feel good. And then she says, y'all, because it wouldn't be an Ari segment without a slap in the face, she says, after today, he should realize how hard I'm working for our relationship and to understand him. So this was a calculated attempt.
A calculated attempt.
Not any type
of... Because it was a long... I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I need to say this. If you're trying to make someone understand that you're trying with a relationship, don't expect anything for it.
Yeah, if you're trying to show them, then you need to process how much you really love that person. And if
this
you
was
do,
so shitty that was the last thing she
said.
Because
you know what that is? That's conditional love.
Exactly.
It's not unconditional
love.
Well,
and we see in the preview for next week.
She's breaking down and...
Who could have predicted that? Oh wait, we did.
Because I will say, when them getting to this fountain, I thought like it was going to be like a montage in The Lion King. And by the time we got there,
there was a PVC pipe.
Binium would have just been grown. No, because it was like they're going through the bridge. They're walking across the thing. And I was just going, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. And
it means no
worries for the rest of your days. Anyway, I thought he was going to be a teenager.
No.
When we got there.
No.
That's all I got.
That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast.
Reality Gaze Podcast.
Check that link in your show notes or on our Instagram, because that's where you get our Live Laugh Live tour.
Live Laugh Live tour.
For New York and Chicago, LA, more LA dates coming soon. Poodle. We call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the very coldest places?
The coldest places.
The coldest or night surfing places.
Yes. And if you have a certain male friend who's always asking you when you're going to be in town and when you're not going to be in town and when your fiance or wife is always going to be there.
Yeah.
I want to process that.
You might want to process, because he's fucking your wife.
He's
fucking your wife, y'all.
And call us.
Call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.